Nick Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We are in the last chapter now, chapter 66. It is a wonderful chapter, this 66th chapter of Isaiah. He contrasts two ways of living, that of a humble person, who have a profound reverence for God, for His messages, and their application to life, and that of those who choose their own way. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death and destruction. We've heard that scripture over and over and over again, but it never seems to sink in, does it? The sacrifices of the arrogant were only external. Compliance of what they're trying to prove, but in their hearts they were murderers, perverts, idolaters. But God shows mercy to the humble, and He curses the proud. If you want God's blessing and God's blessings and favor, be humble toward God. Be humble toward Him and reverence Him. And show Him that you mean business, and He'll mean business to you. But He curses the proud, the self-sufficient, the arrogant. And we must bow down. That's what it means to actually worship, is to bow down to God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We see here from the first verse, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? You know, we wonder about this and where we're going to build a house for God. And as if God's going to live in that house, as if God's going to tarry there and He's going to be there anytime you want Him to. That's not the way it works. In fact, God does not live in buildings made with hands. And most buildings are made with hands, don't you think? He lives in people. And this is the temple that Satan wants to ruin. He wants to tear down, destroy the temple of God, and that is you. And he wants to occupy the temple of God. He wants to occupy it. But we cannot let him, cannot allow him to occupy our temple, take over our temple. Because Satan will take over the temple of man if he's allowed. You allow the temple of God to be taken over by Satan, he will. And it's a sad, sad thing because he takes over everything. Takes over your life, your way of thinking, your everything about you, he'll take it over. You can't let him do that because he's an evil, evil entity, and he loves to take over the house of God, and that is you. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where then is the house that you could build for me, and where is a place that I may rest? You know, I think that God is just saying this just to be, make a point. Because where are you going to build for me a bed? Is that what you're going to do? And I'm going to just rest there? Is that what? It appears as though people think this way, though. They think that God is going to reside in the church house and stay there forever. And if ever you want to talk to him, you just go there. I know it's just a meeting point. usually a meeting point for to meet God and to maybe a place to pray. This is what we should look in this respect. It's a place to meet God, and it's a place to have communion with Him, to show Him that you love Him and that you mean business. And that is what you really want to do, is to show God that you mean business, and He'll mean business with you. God does the same. He's reciprocal. He will show interest if you show interest. He will come to you. Take this first step to Him, and He will come to you as well. Where is this house you're going to build me? Where's the place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. My hand made it all, and you're going to make me a house. That really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? God's hand made the whole thing, and you're going to make for Him a house. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. This is how it all came into being. I spoke it. I brought it into being. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and a contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. But he who kills an ox, like one who slays a man, he who sacrifices a lamb, is like one who breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering is like one who offers swine's blood. He who offers incense is like the one who blesses an idiot, as they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. In other words, they have themselves fooled. You ever run into somebody like that? They fooled themselves into thinking that they're seriously doing the right things, and God loves them. And these are hypocrites. Hypocrites. God loves a cheerful, humble person who has a profound reverence for Him, for His message. And the sacrifices of the arrogant man, the one that has a lot of pride, these sacrifices that they offer were only just something to prove to other people, not to God. In their hearts, they were murderers, idolaters. But God shows mercy to the humble, and He curses the proud, the self-sufficient. And you never want to take God for granted. Always have a fresh relationship with God. He who burns incense is like the one who blesses an idol. As they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations, so I will choose their punishments. So I will choose their punishments. Their soul delights in their abominations, and I'm going to choose their punishments. Now, in verse 5, let's read on. Verse 4, actually, continuation. And I will bring on them what they dread. I'm going to bless them with what they fear, actually, is what it's saying here. I'm going to bring the things that they fear, that they hate, they don't want anything to do with. I'm going to bless them with that. Because I called and no one answered. I spoke, but they didn't listen. And they did evil in my sight. and chose that in which they did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you, who exclude you from my name's sake, have said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they will be put to shame, a voice of uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who is rendering recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? God is not going to leave his work of this restoration unfinished. In this image of birth, God shows that he will accomplish what he's promised, and it's unstoppable. As the birth of a baby, once it starts, it's going to complete its course. Once that pain comes, and the birth pangs, and the birth actually starts to take place, that's when the joy comes. And God is going to complete what his word has spoken. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. And not one jot, not one tittle will fade away or pass away. Who has heard such a thing? Who's seen such things? Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. Before she travailed, she brought forth. This is God's grace. This is his salvation. This is his mercy. We have to take advantage of this grace, this mercy, and the word of restoration. You know, we're living in the dispensation of grace. We're living in the place where God wants you to take full advantage of his power, of his name, of his healing. Take advantage of it now. Let's reach out to it. Father, in Jesus' name, we reach out to you. We reach out for the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pronounce each and every one here listening as healed, as whole, as saved. Receive him now. Receive Jesus Christ. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart now. Let me be born again now. Restore my soul and give me that free salvation. I want the free salvation. I don't want the kind of salvation that you have to work for. That's too hard. Give me the free stuff. I want the free. What Jesus died for me, I take it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I receive it by faith. That's what it cost me. That's what it cost you, faith. You have some faith today to give? That's what it's going to cost you. Believe that he's given it to you, and you're becoming alive unto him, born again by the Spirit now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us. We appreciate those that write to us. We sure do. We just thank you so much. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.